MyPayNow helped over 24,000 people access their wage early last month. See how at mypaynow.com.au. T's and C's apply.
This is the Ash London Live Podcast.
What's up? I'm Billie Eilish on Ash London Live.
Hello, Billie.
Hi, Ash. How are you?
Oh, mate, I'm living my best life, darling. What about you? Where are you? What are you feeling? What's going on?
I'm at home. I have just gotten a ton of Christmas decorations, so I'm like waiting till these calls to like really go hard. And I'm sitting on my couch with my dog, and that's about it.
That's the best place to be, is anywhere with your dog. Tell me about the Christmas decorations. What theme have you gone for? Have you just gone like everything, or is there a color theme? Talk me through it.
It's like pretty modern, but in a nice like Santa way. Like it's
nice.
Not like weird and cold. It's like there's lots of green and red, but there's lots of like white lights and candles and Santa and, you know, blinking lights and not blinking lights and some garlands, and we got some like little branches. It's very cute. I'm really excited to put it all up.
I love Christmas. How big is your Christmas present list? Like, is it extensive, or are you just a couple that you need to get and then you're done?
So this year I'm pretty behind because this has been a big year of like getting stuff that I need. I'm growing up. I'm needing things, you know, buying things that I need to use to live as an adult. So, I just haven't thought about it, but I'm trying to like force myself. So give me some ideas. I'd have no idea.
Well, I'm kind of like in the same zone of, I mean, I'm older than you, but it happens, right? Where you're like, stop caring about like some like fun things. And then you're getting really excited over like an oven or a calendar or like like that. They're like, when did I stop being cool, man?
Dude, I'm exactly in that place right now. I was just telling somebody, like, I just got a vacuum, and I'm like been really excited about it all week.
Oh, like, vacuum!
You know, I just got some drawer sorters, like those little things you put in your drawer that like separate all the like underwear. And I got that. I'm excited about.
Oh, like, you're talking dirty to me, dude.
All the grown-up things.
Welcome.
This is the Ash London Live Podcast.
This is Dua Lipa.
Ash London Live.
So, the Queen, Kylie Minogue, is also joining me for Studio 2054, which I am so over the moon about. You have no idea. To be able to be there and to share this space with her, I'm just floored, honestly. I can't believe it. I'm so happy. And that she would want to join me I'm lost for words. I'm rubbish at this. I need to get... So I'm really, really excited about that. I've got Miley Cyrus joining me. I've got FKA Twigs joining me. And I have Angèle as well. It's lots of fun. And I still have a couple more people to announce. So
what? You're bringing back Michael Jackson from the dead. That's the only way that I feel like you could like top the lineup.
This is the Ash London Live Podcast.
This is Benny.
Go wish it could be cool.
Ash London Live.
How are you, sweet princess? I don't know where that came from.
Girl, how are you?
I regret calling you sweet prince.
No, I loved it.
Did you?
I loved it.
Great. Congratulations on having the album out, my darling.
Thank you very much.
Do I call it Hey You or Hey You X?
Hey You X.
Sick. I was hoping that because that's cool.
Yeah, pretty sure. That's how I want people to say it.
Yeah, well, now you've said it, everyone will follow suit because they'll just do what you want to do because you're the boss. You're the boss of Benny.
And I'm awesome, Benny.
How did you get, because you're incredible, that's how you got. But, I mean, Mallrat is one of my favourite, like, singers in the world. Grimes is a badass mofo, and Lily Allen is freaking Lily Allen. So was there a list of, like, target? How did this happen?
When I finish a song, I always have an artist in mind who I think would sound really great on it for these songs with features on them, and it was a case of like finishing Winter and being like, it definitely is missing something. And I hated the song. Like I was like,
what do you mean?
I only had one verse in the chorus and I was like, oh my god, it sounds really bad. And then I thought about Mallrat because she has like such great lyrics and her kind of voice is like just insane. And I thought like, okay, she would, if she wanted to do this, I think it would make the song really cool. And I love it now because she's on it.
Oh, that's so special.
It is. And I mean, like, the Grimes thing was weird because I was looking for artists in the kind of EDM drum and bass world. And I didn't even think of her because I didn't even think she would ever want to do a Benny song, well, quite honestly. But I've just recently signed with Sony ATV and they work with her and they suggested it. And I was like, let's go. And then the Lily thing was another case of me thinking of her as soon as I had made the song, also not knowing if it would actually work out, but then it working out, which is crazy.
This is the Ashland and Live podcast.
Hey, it's Jones and I.
Fly, fly away.
Hang out with Ash London Live.
I listen to music all the time, and I know a lot of people, and especially young people, listen to music all the time. And the old tones, the young tones in me were saying, I'm going to make a song like this one day. And everyone is going to feel inspired by this, how this song is making me feel. And then, you know, we get older and release songs and then we think, I want to write a dark song and I want to be dark because that's cool. And yeah, I already did that. It's on my album. But then I was like, it would be so stupid of me not to write this song that I always wanted to write. The little tones, the young me, that song that I always wanted to write, that I always thought I could write a song like that. And so I had to do this for myself. And honestly, even though I thought I'm super cool now, I'm way too old, I love it so much. And even, you know, listening to it now, we only finished it 3 weeks ago. It was a real quick release. I get so excited by it.
So how long did it take you to write if it was such a quick turnaround from writing it to getting it out?
I wrote the chorus in August in lockdown. And then I wrote the verses, and the verse was just all about what makes you happy compared to what you think will make you happy. And, you know, I want to be a singer. I was like, I'm not going to be happy, and I will be happy one day when I am professional at singing, when I can write music for the people and play shows, that will make me happy. And then I got that, and I was like, what? Why am I happy? What's going on? Oh, shit. Now I have so many other things I need to deal with. My health, my relationships with my friends. I want to have people I can share it with. I need to work on my friendship, my relationship, who I am as a person. Am I being mean? Am I turning into a diva? Oh. And then I realised, if you think something's going to make you happy, it probably will for a second, but then you're going to search for the next thing. So just live in the moment.
It's true. That is so true for everyone, not just for radio hosts or singers, but for everyone. We have these ideas in our head of like, just get to the next thing, then I'll be satisfied. And you spend your whole life doing that, and then you die when you're old, never enjoying your life. Stuff that.
I know. I was trying to like fit into these ASOS sandals, like whatever. Gigi, bring out the hem, girl.
I love you so much.
This is the Ash London Live podcast.
Hi, this is Baker Boy on Ash London Live.
Hello, my love. Good to have the meeting of the curly head hotties in order. Just you and me being babes. First of all, most important question first. How is Japa, aka Da Baker Dog?
He's very good. He's 10 months old now. He's still running mark, so super energetic for probably like half an hour and then sleeps for like almost an hour and then repeats for like every day. And so cute, and yeah, he keeps me entertained.
Well, congratulations on Better Days. We love the track, and it's such a Baker Boy track because it's full of joy and energy and togetherness, and you got Dallas and Sampa on the track. So tell me about your decision to make this a collaboration and how you got the other guys on the track.
You know, we've always like wanted to do a track together, me and Sampa. Dallas is always like with me, always hangs out with me. So when I have writing sessions and stuff, I always bring him along to help out as well. And then as soon as we had Sampa to jump in, was pretty sick, and it was amazing to see Sampa in that element, you know, rapping and recording all the vocals and stuff. It's really super cool, and yeah, it was just amazing.
This is the Ash London Live podcast.
This is Ben from Drex Project.
Ash London Live.
And Fetty Watt, 1738. I love Fetty. I love him.
Hello.
Oh, tell me everything. How did that happen? Did you get to like, you know, FaceTime him or something, or what's that? How does it work?
Yeah, we wrote the song
without him
in LA last year with Roger, who's just produced Laugh Now, Cry Later, that Drake smash, and Ahmad Royal, who's worked with Doja Cat, all this, like big dogs. We're in the studio with them, and we wrote the song in about 3 hours.
It was late at night.
Yeah, we thought this could do with a feature. It'd be awesome to get Fetty Wap. Like, let's try it. And it also happens, luckily, he's on our label in the US, so we can get the song in front of him.
Yeah.
But he has to like the song.
We sent it to him and he did like it.
He liked it. Sent back a verse and we're hoping, like, please do a Yeah Baby.
Please do a Yeah Baby.
And he did through a couple of them and we're just like over the moon. It sounded so good.
That would be like Pitbull doing a feature and not saying Mr. Worldwide, Mr. 305. Or DJ Carla not saying another one. Or DJ Mustard going, Maradona beat. Like he's going to do it for you.
So we're 100%. Stoked. He also brought a nice balance of like melodic stuff and rap. So it's the perfect addition to the song.
This is the Ashland and Live podcast.